Tuesday at 6:00. If you are going, please let me know today and help me keep them account. And lastly, our picnic is the end of the month, and we have sign-up sheets at both entrances. This year, we're responsible for baked dishes and drinks, so if you're going and can sign up, we'll be helpful if we know a little bit ahead of time. Thank you.
Thank you. And outdoor worship service on the 30th, that we share lunch afterwards. It's at Two Mile Run Park, and we go to the high school and up the hill that way. And it's a beautiful park. And then there's a lower part, and then an upper part, and we're at the upper part. So there's a shelter on the upper part. Also, our choir is going to sing for the outdoor service. So if you would have any interest in joining our choir, you're welcome to do that. We just started to learn the song. We're practicing next Sunday at 8:30 in the fellowship hall. You're welcome to join us for that. And any other announcements to be shared? I guess I have one more word to share. Some of you may know Maria Huff. She's a member at Hope Catholic Church, and she is about to turn 100 years old. Today, members of Hope Catholic Church will go, she lives at Franciscan Manor in Hamilton Township, will go and will have a lunch for her to celebrate her birthday a few days early. But keep your prayer, and if you happen to know her, if you would like to send her a card, I'm sure she would want that. 100 years old is quite remarkable. Let us enjoy a little moment. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose compassion endures forever. Let us confess our sin to God, and let us begin with a moment of silence for reflection.
Thank you. You shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram.
And whoever escapes from the sword of Yehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will lead 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
We'll read the psalm responsibly. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you. Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. The second reading. A right relationship with God is not something we achieve by heroic efforts. It's a gift received in the proclamation whose content is Jesus Christ. This proclaimed word creates our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, Christian proclamation is an indispensable component of God's saving actions. A reading from the 10th chapter of Romans. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, leading to righteousness, one confesses with the mouth, leading to salvation. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord.
Was against them. And early in the morning, he came
walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got to the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of our Lord.
In the silence.
God comes to us in the silence. Perhaps in times of silent prayer. At other times, God comes to us in the midst of a storm. In today's gospel lesson, the disciples are also in a time of great distress. They, too, fear for their lives, not in the hand of other people. They are caught in a huge storm in the middle of the lake. Strong winds and high waves threaten their little boat, and they are worried about drowning as waves splash over the sides of the boat and into the land. Sometimes we find ourselves caught in the storms of life, and we feel like we are barely hanging on. Tough times at school or work can make us feel that way. Times of conflict or brokenness with our family or friends. Times of being overwhelmed by illness. And times of losing special people in our lives can cause us to feel distress and overwhelmed. Life brings with it many different kinds of storms. Our gospel reading tells us that Jesus comes to his friends in the storm. He comes to comfort them with his presence. And he comes to calm the wind and the waves. Jesus comes to us today to encourage us and bless us with God's presence. He's present with us in the words of Scripture that we just heard read. Jesus is present with us in our prayers and in our moments of silence. Jesus is present with us in the midst of the bread and the wine that we will share this morning. To remind us of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and his amazing love and forgiveness for each one of us. Jesus is with us in the joy of gathering together as siblings in Christ, as the body of Jesus is with us in the silence and in the noise of the storms of life. Jesus is with us when we experience the gift of peace in our lives. And Jesus is with us when we feel overwhelmed or in despair. Much like Elijah and Peter and the other disciples did. Jesus is with us, period. And that is good news. I have heard it said that when it gets dark enough, you can see the stars. May you be surrounded by God's light and hope. Either on bright, joyful sunshine, or with the light of the stars that shine during the night. May you know God's presence wherever you are in the season of life.